On the phone with me today is Emmanuel Ejemba. Emmanuel, thank you so much for talking with me today. To start off, would you mind introducing yourself and telling us where you were based and what you are studying?
Okay. My name is Emmanuel Ejemba. I'm currently in Nigeria, and I'm studying computer science at UNBC.
What year of study are you in?
200. Okay. Actually, I'm a transfer student, so I'm doing some 100 and then most 200.
Okay. So were you in Prince George last year at UNBC?
No.
Okay, so this was going to be your first year at UNBC physically?
Yep.
Can you tell me maybe just what it was like for you starting at UNBC in the middle of a pandemic and having to do that from online entirely?
Initially, yeah, it was fun. I would say it's still fun because, that experience of, having study with a foreign university, yeah, so it was fun. Mostly last semester was really dope. Most of the courses I really did enjoy them. It wasn't that tasking, but this semester wonderful. It's super tasking because now I'm doing a whole lot of maths topic, and then I prefer in class learning for maths.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been quite an experience though.
Have you had any trouble with the time difference? Because you must be doing classes in the afternoon or the evenings, or even at night.
Most of my classes, starting from last semester, I have my classes around 11 p.m. at night. So what I adopted was that I sleep in the daytime, and I try to be awake at night. I had class 11 p.m., 12, and 1, or 2, and 2, yeah. So I kind of just sleep in the daytime, so I'd be awake at night. But then, it was not, it's not very, very easy going. That's why I'm very happy of the system that where they record classes and they record the classes. So if probably I sleep off in the night, I could come back next day and, rewatch the lectures.
Mm-hmm.
But then I won't be able to ask questions, keeping it for next class, then questions pile up. Anyway, it's been dope.
Yeah. Have you had a chance to talk with other UNBC students who are also accessing classes online and from other places in the world?
Yeah. I even made quite some friends. I made one of my friends now from Turkey. He's studying from Turkey, actually. Mm-hmm. One is actually in PG, Prince George.
Mm-hmm.
Another one, I think, is in India or so.
Wow.
So we actually all met online. I met Boran. I met him in a course last semester. So we're also still doing a course this semester. I met Modikaya. Yeah, and also a course last semester. So we've gotten close. Mm-hmm. And then Sahib, but also I met all of them online.
And are you planning to move to Prince George to be in person for September of next term?
Yeah, I'm actually working towards that. I'm going to be applying for my visa anytime soon, so I'm working towards that.
Yeah, do you have any concerns about travel restrictions preventing you from attending classes in September?
Sorry?
Do you have any concerns about travel restrictions due to COVID-19 preventing you from attending classes in September?
No, I don't think so. I think my country is open up for travel.
Hmm.
But then it depends on Canada. I heard that you have to do some quarantine and stuff and get tested before you move. So I plan on doing all those immediately my visa is out.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And have you received any communication, emails or anything like that from UNBC about returning to in-person classes in September?
I got quite some meal. Yeah, I got the meal from them, and the procedures, the province rules and regulation on travel restriction, and also the and Canada's regulation on travel. So I actually, I got a meal from UNBC.
Yeah, so you're just kind of putting everything in order and making sure you're ready to go in September, it sounds like.
Yeah, the only thing now is just the visa. Once I get it, other things will fall in place. So more like the tasking thing now in everything is just getting the visa.
So, Emmanuel, I'm interested to know what is your ideal situation for next school year. What are you hoping for?
I'm hoping on getting a good grade because right now I'm offering linear algebra right now, and it's really, really draining me because most time I watch the most time linear algebra the classes are I think around 3 p.m. PG, so it's a little bit very, very late here. So I mostly just watch a pre-recorded class, like a recorded class. So I have lots of questions, but then before probably the next class, either I forget or then we enter a new stuff and then there is no time to ask this question. So more the confusion. So that's just what's happening. So I believe if I'm in Canada by September, my other courses now I work towards acing it. And due to the fact that I'm online, yeah, so I'll say it's easy. It's easier, understand? Because you're not moving here and there. But then, it can be very, very tough, especially when you need people around. That feeling of this communal learning when your life and then somebody you get confused on something, you just quickly ask a classmate and then hey, put me through stuff. But then, most of my guys that are in Prince George, yeah. Whenever I'm awake, they are asleep. Whenever they are asleep, I'm awake. So asking them a question, when they are available to reply it, I will probably be asleep. Then when I'm ready, so you see, it's kind of limiting on so many stuff. And then it's I would say it's dope, but then it does not aid better learning. It's been a factor for me in linear algebra, especially because I left mass quite some time back, so I needed, people brushing me up, and then I'll just pick up. But then I'm doing it on my own with YouTube videos and all. It's been a whole lot of hell.
There's just not that same level of support, right? Well, Emmanuel, I certainly hope that you have a chance to come to Prince George and access all those supports and meet those friends that you've met online. Thank you for talking with me today.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.